感谢主，我们可以一同有点交通，一同来学习点主的话语。
Thank the Lord for this sharing and to learn together God's word.
弟兄们的意思是我来交通一点关于在服事方面的学习。
Brother asked me to share the service that I have in the Lord.
我大概在两年多前啊，听到有一个肢体说我们大概总要至少花上20年的时间，然后大概会懂得一点点怎么来服侍主。
Once a member said that it might take 20 years to learn just a little bit of how to serve the Lord.
我想，哎呀，我这个20年是没到。
And then I thought that, well, 20 years is a long far away.
但是好像神让我学了那么一点点。
But the Lord, through His mercy, I learned a little bit.
我想我们好不好来一同来读一节的经文。
Let's just read one verse in the Bible.
那是在出埃及记第四章第23节。
That's in Exodus chapter 4, verse 23.
我想我们就读当中那很短的是容我的儿子去好侍奉我。
We're just gonna read the middle part that says, "Let my son go that he may serve me."
Yeah, 我觉得这句话比较能抓到我。
I think this phrase touched me.
我想它里面至少讲了三件事情。
I think it has three levels of meaning.
第一个它是讲到侍奉，而且好像一个转折，之前不是的，后来变成侍奉。
There is a turning point for service. Before that, we don't have service, but at the turning point, we see service.
然后讲到侍奉我，那也就是说我们所侍奉的是谁。
It says serve me, it tells us that whom we serve.
然后讲到儿子，就是说是谁在侍奉。
And it says son, that means who serve.
一开始他这里很有意思讲到容我的儿子去好侍奉我。
It says let my son go that he may serve me.
我们有一个感觉，我们知道这些所谓的儿子就是以色列人。
We know that the son means Israel.
他们都在埃及做奴隶，受压迫。
They were slaves under bondage.
那么好不容易呢，有一天他们得释放了。
One day they were set free.
那是不是完全就释放就没事干了呢？
Does that mean that after they're free, they don't have anything to do anymore?
没有，他们接下来仍要干。
No, they still have things to do.
圣经告诉我们，我们都是神的奴仆。
Bible tells us we are all slaves of God.
好，你看了半天啊，好像在原来一个重压下面做奴隶，你释放了半天之后，又成为另一位的奴隶了。
It's like all through your years, your bondage is under one master. Now after you set free, then you enter another bondage to serve another master.
我不知道大家感觉怎么样。如果这件事情碰到我啊，我起先是不愿意这么做的。
I don't know how you feel, but if it's up to me, I don't really want to do that.
当我信主之后啊，有很长一段时间，大概有4年半的时间，我不爱主，也根本没有为主而活。
After I became believer, maybe it was for 4.5 years, I didn't serve the Lord.
那么有一天，我看到一本书上说，我们原来得救之后，我们不光是上天堂，我们还要为他而活。
One day when I read a book, it said.That not only we go to heaven, but also we need to live for God.
当时我觉得我没有办法接受。
At the time, I said I couldn't accept this.
哎呀，神啊，你很自私。
I said, God, you're so selfish.
你原来救了半天把我救出来，然后之后要我做你的奴隶。
Okay, so you went through all this trouble to save me in order to make me your slave.
所以我就过着爱世界的生活。
So I continue living in the world.
那神怜悯我。
But God had mercy on me.
有一天是我到加利福尼亚州的第一个主日。
One day I went to California. There was a first Sunday in California.
那一天我其实不想到那里去聚会。
At that time, in the beginning, I didn't want to go to that place.
去一个美国的大教会。
I would like to go to an American church that's large.
为什么那里很自由，没人管我？我今天来不来，没有人知道。
Because in large church, I could be free because whether I go there or not, nobody can bother me.
然后我一个朋友，他说有一个中国教会，你愿不愿意去？
But a friend of mine asked me, oh, there is a Chinese church, you want to go?
我想我给他一个面子去一次。
Yeah, I just want to save his face, so I said, okay, I'll just go once with you.
然后呢，他告诉我，大概你上了高速公路，看到什么你就下来，什么绕绕绕绕到山里，就绕到就是了。
He told me the direction that you get on the highway and then exit of it and then make a few turns and you'll get there.
他没有跟我讲要开十多个 mile。
He didn't tell me that it took actually 10 miles, more than 10 miles. So I knew that the first Sunday that I still couldn't see that the exit sign.
正我里面犹豫了，想是不是开错的时候，哎，突然看到，已经开了很长一段时间了，一块牌子出现了。
After a while, I finally saw that sign.
然后我就凭我的记性，大概看下去，左拐右拐，最后山里该怎么拐，最后拐到一看，哎，拐了一会儿，真是有一个教会。
Just based on my what I remember, I make this turn, that turn, and finally I got to the place.
当时我就想给一个面子嘛。
At that time, I just want to save my friend's face. I just want to be there just once.
但是很奇怪，那天那个牧者当他在讲到的时候，其实我觉得他那天讲的不好。
But it's very interesting that that pastor that day when he preached, I think he didn't preach well.
我觉得他后面之后啊，后面都讲过不少非常让我觉得非常好的道。
But later he preached very well.
但是那一天他讲到，我觉得讲的很一般。但是不知道有一个时刻，他拿起了举起圣经，说：“你们真的相信这里每一句都是神的话吗？”
But on that day he didn't preach well, but in the middle of preaching, he lifted up his Bible and said, Do you really believe what is said in the Bible?
就在那个时候，我被神抓到了。But
at that moment, I was touched by God.
我也不知道为什么，我其实不能说那个时候好像很摸到神的爱。I
couldn't say that I was touched by God's love.
我也不能说我很摸到神的荣耀。I
couldn't say I was touched by His glory yet.
但那个时候，神这个的字在我心头中突然就非常的有分量。
But at that moment, suddenly, God means something to me.
这个时候就是说，神在我里面好像有这样一个声音，你真的把我当神吗？
I felt that there was a voice in my heart that said, Do you really treat me as God?
其实神在之前在我身上做了很多的管教，都没有用。
God had dealt with me many times, but it seems to no avail.
但是我实在觉得，当你真的被神摸到的时候，不需要任何的理由。
But if you are touched by God, then you don't need any excuses anymore.
所以那个时候我不能不服不下来，我不能不认罪。我说神，我错了。从今天开始，我要为你而活。
So at that moment that I humbled myself, I said, God, from now on, I'll live for you.
我觉得神很多时候不讲道理。
Many times I think God is unreasonable.
在圣经中有一本就是《利未记》里面，常常就讲我是耶和华。
I remember that in the Leviticus, God always say, I'm the Lord.
我觉得很多时候讲道理还没有用，有的时候当我是耶和华，神将他那个实际让你摸到的时候，你不能不服服。Sometimes
I think explain many things doesn't really help. It just need to tell you that He is God.
我知道过去有弟兄常说啊。 所以我们要来侍奉神，我们要为主而活，这是应该的。有三个理由。
I remember that in the past, a brother said that we need to live for the Lord and we need to serve Him. There are three reasons.
合情、合法、合理。
Because it is reasonable, it is the obligation, and it is the right thing to do.
他说主这么的爱你，你服侍他是合情的。
Because God loves you so much, so of course you want to serve Him.
主这样的用重价买你，你从法律的角度来说，当然应该服侍他。
Because He paid price to redeem you, of course you need to serve Him based on the obligation.
你服侍的其他东西有一天都会过去的，所以从道理、理由来说，合理的，你是应该服侍他。
all you see in the world will pass away, so it is reasonable to serve him now. But at the time when he said that, I didn't feel that way.
我后来有点体会, 当保罗 在罗马书12章, 我们都很熟悉的, 讲到奉献的时候,
we know that Romans 12, Paul mentioned service.
他在11章的结束的时候, 保罗是有一个, 有这样一个赞美, 有这样一个祷告。
At the end of chapter 11, Paul had this doxology.
圣在神丰富的智慧和知识。
It says, how rich is God's wisdom?
他的判断何其难测,
how unsearchable is his wisdom? How unfathomable is that his steps?
最后是荣耀要归于他。
And in the end, he says, glory be to God.
我觉得当真的是要奉献, 真的要来侍奉神的时候, 不是那三个的合情合理合法。
I think it's not under obligation, not under because it's reasonable or because I like to serve the Lord. It's not based on these three things.
我想当初保罗被神震慑住了。
I think Paul at the moment, he was captivated by the Lord.
神是这么有重量的, 抓到他, 保罗不能不讲奉献这件事情。
Because the Lord took a hold of him, he couldn't help but serve him.
讲到这么转业, 从服侍世界到服侍神。
So, that was a turning point from serving the world to serving God.
之前想想, 神太自私, 我服侍你是吃亏。
In the beginning, I thought God is very selfish. If I serve you, then it not be good for me.
到底是不是神是吃亏了呢, 还是占到了?
When we serve the Lord, did God take advantage of us? Or we take advantage of God?
有一天我就在想一句话呢, 好像里面有点感觉。
One day when I meditate, I have some kind of feeling.
我们知道在约翰福音啊第三章啊是讲到一个人叫尼哥底母。
We know that John 3 mentioned a person called Nicodemus.
主耶稣跟他讲重生的事情。
Lord talk about the things about born again.
然后第四章呢碰到撒玛利亚妇人。
And chapter 4 talk about the Samaritan woman.
后面是讲到敬拜的事情。
And it talks about worship in the end.
我从心中讲, 我们知道尼哥底母比那个撒玛利亚妇人应该是个更高尚的人, 更有学问的人。
And in my mind, I thought that Nicodemus was nobler than the Samaritan woman.
也就是说, 照我想象应该是主耶稣应该跟尼哥底母讲敬拜的事情才对。
So I thought the Lord should have mentioned worship with Nicodemus. Instead of with the Samaritan woman. We know that in the Bible, worship and service are the same word.
后来我有点懂了, 那个撒玛利亚妇人她渴,她没有满足。
And then one day I started to realize that Samaritan woman was thirsty.
其实不是神才是我们的满足。
Actually, we will have a fulfillment in service.
我当时觉得我在世界上不是这个世界的时候，我也可能有到一点得着。
When I serve the world, yes, I can gain something.
其实最后全都赔光了。
But in the end, I lost all.
但是我觉得即使我得着的时候，我觉得我灵里面还是很累，没有办法得到满足。
Even when I feel I gain something, but still in my heart there was an emptiness.
但我觉得在服事的时候是让我灵里得到满足的。
But when I serve the Lord, I feel that I'm full in my spirit.
就像就好比你踢足球,
it's like a soccer game.
你在这个场上要蹦啊要跑要踢啊非常的累非常的辛苦。
So you need to run through these fields and you're very tired.
但是你愿不愿意不辛苦你在旁边坐冷板凳。
But instead, are you willing to just sit by the bench?
但我想你一定不愿意。
I think you're not willing to do that.
我觉得那个足球运动员就好像那个足球的生命在他里面，他如果不踢足球，坐在旁边，他的生命没有办法发挥。
For a soccer player, he had this life of soccer in him, so he will never get satisfaction by sitting on the bench.
那么就是我们今天这些人，我们得救的人，其实有个侍奉的生命在我们里面。如果我们在里面不侍奉神的话，我们这个生命憋在里面，得不到满足。
So all those who are saved, we have this life of service in us. If we don't serve God, we'll never be satisfied.
我记得我刚开始有这个热心来侍奉神啊，有一天啊，我用这个车子去侍奉神啊，在我家门口南北经过12次。
In the very beginning of my service, I used my car to serve the Lord. So I went from south and north, that direction, both directions, like 12 times.
那时候我觉得非常的累身体，但是我灵里面觉得非常的喜乐，非常的饱足，舒畅一点点。
So I was very tired physically, but in my spirit, I was filled with joy and enjoyment.
所以服侍不是吃亏，服侍你占了。
So when you serve, no one's taking advantage of you. Actually, you take advantage.
不光占那么一点点,
it's not just to gain a little.
我们知道圣经中有很多时候讲到食物。
We know Bible oftentimes mentioned food.
食物可以让我们得到饱足。
Food can satisfy us.
今天在谢弟兄家，那个谢天姊妹啊，那个做饭我也吃得很饱足。
Today, I stay with the Father Shay and Sister Shay prepared food and I feel very full.
圣经中这样讲到食物的，怎么知道神的话是食物，让我们饱足的？
We know that when Bible mentioned food, that God's word is food.
圣经,
it can satisfy us.
圣经中讲属灵的征战，我们知道在民数里面讲，那些仇敌是我们的食物。
We know that in terms of spiritual warfare, Bible says those enemies are our food.
圣经中还有一处讲到食物。
And another place in the Bible mentioned food.
我不知道约翰福音里面，当门徒问主耶稣的时候，主耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
So in Book of John, that Lord Jesus says, "My food is to serve the Lord, fulfill His will."
所以说，服侍主其实一个食物，是可以让我们享用的。
So serving Lord actually is kind of food. It can satisfy us.
我们有的时候我们想想，我们来听，我们可以得到供应，得到享用。
We often say, you know, we'll come here to listen, and then listen to the message that it can satisfy us.
我记得印象很深，当我在圣布鲁诺聚会后，第一次有一次出去有点服侍。
I remember that when I served in San Bruno, and the first time when I served, I went out.
就有一个弟兄，他就跟我讲一句，他说：“你知道吗？你如果是供应别人一份，你得到的是十份。”
A brother told me that, do you remember that if you give one part to others in your service, you will gain 10 parts back?
我后来真是觉得这话太有道理了。
Later, I really feel this how true this word is.
就觉得不是神最后，我们不吃亏，我们是占大便宜了。So
if you serve the Lord, actually, nobody is taking advantage of you. Actually, you gain a lot.
当然这也提醒我，如果说在服事当中我不能够得到这个食物的享用的时候。
But it also reminds me that if when I serve, I didn't get satisfaction.
我想我是不是在遵循神的旨意在做，是不是在做他的工？
Then I have to ask myself if I'm doing His will, if I'm doing His work.
当然，我自己是越来越是觉得，服侍主不光是因为得到享用，实在是他是这一位神，我们应该去服侍他的。
I think another thing that serving the Lord is not just for satisfaction, but also because it's the right thing to serve Him. He's the Lord.
Yeah, 因为他就是这位当主这个分量，他出来的时候，我们不服侍他是讲不过去。
Because he is the Lord, it's quite unreasonable for us not to serve him.
我记得有个弟兄讲到圣经中讲到枉费这个词的时候。
I remember a brother shared in the Bible, mentioned a phrase.
我们知道当初那个卖主的犹大，哎呀，他觉得这些香膏给主，那都是浪费掉。
In the passage, there were Judas said that pour the expensive ointment on the Lord is a waste.
但有位弟兄说，主是配得我们浪费给他的。
A brother actually said that actually Lord. Deserve this kind of waste on him.
Yeah, 你不是为了要得到什么，就是把什么东西都给他，都是应该的。
you don't want to have any expectation of getting something back, but give all to the Lord because He deserves it.
这是当中一个转变，从侍奉世界到侍奉主。So
this is another turning point from serving the world to serving God, serving the Lord.
然后他这里特别是讲到是好侍奉我。
He says, "May serve me."
那么他这里我就是这个侍奉的对象。
So this me is about object of our service.
我觉得当我读到侍奉我的时候，这个我是让我们很有感觉的。
When I read this passage, that me, the word me, just touches me.
就是我是一个不得了的。
Because this me is tremendous.
他是宇宙万有的主宰。
He is the Lord of the whole universe.
他是至高的神。
He is most high God.
当我开始有心要来侍奉他的时候,
When I have a heart to serve the Lord,
说句实话，我不知道为什么就没有把他看得那么高。
I didn't consider God as that great.
我那时候还是有点觉得我是有点给主面子的。
When I served the Lord, then I felt like I gave something back to God, gave him faith.
原先我是不是世界，连主的面子都不给他。
Originally, in the beginning, I served the world. I didn't even bother to give him faith.
现在我给主一点面子啊。
Now I serve you, I give you some faith.
那我也应该服侍你啊。
Yes, I should serve you.
但我对这个我自己就主自己，我是感觉还是不深。
But I don't feel that the greatness of God yet.
就是我还觉得我还是挺配来服侍他的。
Because I felt like I deserve to serve him.
哎呀，还有很多的事情没有人来做啊！今天原来我是不肯做，现在我肯了，来为你做了。
I thought that God had many things to do, and nobody was willing to do that. So you know, I'll offer myself and do those.
所以那个时候我挑挑拣拣。So
at the time, I just pick and choose the things I like to do.
我也不知道为什么教会的带领的那个弟兄呢，叫我就其实我追求了不久，叫我开始带查经。
That the leading brother asked me to lead the Bible study.
哎，我不知道为什么呢，神也特别恩典，我带的好像还挺有滋味的。
And the Lord gave me grace, so when I led, I think I led well.
后来我去读了一个神学院。
And later I went to study in a seminary.
我们先不说该不该读神学院。
Let's put aside the argument of if one should go to seminary or not.
那个时候神是确实带领我这么去读。
But at the time, God led me to the seminary to study.
那么神学院里呢，有一个图书馆的服侍。
And in the seminary, the service in the library.
就是要把那些图书的书名啊、出版社啊、哪年哪月啊、什么东西啊，全部都打进去。
So that job is about compiling all the categories of the books.
那时候院长说，你愿不愿来干？
And the dean of the seminary asked me, "Do you like to do this?"
那时候一个小时8块钱。
I give you $8 an hour.
那时候我算了一笔账。
And then I calculated it.
如果我用业余时间，我去干个半天呢？
Yes, I tell myself if I work half day.
那我这个开车要50分钟。
I need to drive 50 minutes.
那么来回这么一开的话嘛，我想，哎呀，这个汽油费、汽车的折旧费，我这个32，如果我干半天，32块钱，这个我都养活都不够。
The round trip it took me that long, and I think $32 doesn't make that even.
我就一开始不答应。
So I rejected the offer.
后来很勉强的答应了。
Later I regretted, so I reluctantly accepted the offer.
那就在里面打字啊，噼里啪啦打字。我想我应该是带查经的，我怎么现在就一天到晚就来打去敲这些键盘呢？
So all I did was to type a lot of words, a lot of things. So I said, you know, I was supposed to lead the Bible study. Now I'm just typing all this. I'm just typing all these things.
很枯燥啊，你这4个小时就噼里啪啦就在打这种字。
It was so boring that so I was typing for 4 hours.
直到有一天神跟我里面说话。
But until one day, the Lord spoke in my heart.
让我里面实在感觉到我是谁。
And I felt like, who am I?
服侍他是我给他面子还是神给我面子。
When I serve him, it is his honor or my honor.
当主对我里面这么一说，我跪下来那天。
So when God mentioned that to me, I knelt before him.
那是我第一次为服侍流泪。
That was the first time I shed my tears when I served the Lord.
在那天，我实在神让我看到我是不配的，神没有一件事情需要我来做。
At that day, I saw that how unworthy I am.
神让我们来做，让我们来服侍，是极大的恩典。
So it is the great privilege from God to us when He called us to service.
我们帮神做错很多的事情，神要自己做太简单了。
We did so many things wrong. If up to God, He can do it very easily.
感谢主，神让我有点认识，我真是不配。
Thank the Lord. At that time, He let me realize that I'm so unworthy.
不光是不配，他这里来侍奉我，知道我是谁。
Not only that unworthiness of me, but also here it says, "Who is this me?"
所以我是。我们这样说，今天如果你在公司里上班，你要让你老板满意，容易不容易？
Let's say this. If you work in a company, is it easy to satisfy your boss?
我想不是那么的容易。
I think it's not that easy.
今天你要让这一位神，你要服侍让他满意，容易不容易
？So now you serve God. Is it easy to satisfy God?
我最在开始的时候，我觉得那个是不知道神给我那个恩典啊，我还能够带一些茶经，我都觉得好像我还有点小本事。
Before that, I thought when I led Bible study, I felt like I was really capable.
到有一天你真的认识到他是谁的时候，是在里面觉得我不光是不配，是完全不能。
So, but when God opened my eyes to see who God is.Not only I felt that I was unworthy, but I was totally couldn't do anything.
我记得是我刚去读书的时候啊，那个院长啊，他祷告时候他说：“主啊，我是一无所有，一无所能，一无所事。”我听不过去。
I remember that when I heard that dean pray, he says, "Nothing, I had nothing, and I could do nothing." So I didn't agree with it.
我说院长啊，这句话在我身上大概还差不多了。你怎么能够说这样的话？
I felt like these conditions can apply to me. How can that apply to the dean of the seminary?
就是院长有一次就这么的讲。
So one day, he mentioned in this way.
他说明天啊，突然给你一个任务，你去做微软公司的行政主管。
So tomorrow I'll give you a job. You want to be a CEO of Microsoft.
他说你一定吓死你了。
I think you're gonna be scared to death.
你想哇，这个职位我怎么能够，这个我怎么能够承担的
？You say, how could I do such a job?
就是将来我们要与主一同做王，我们一同这样来侍奉他。不要说做王了，宇宙中的王。
One day, but one day we'll be reign with Christ, with the Lord.
就是让你一个很小的区，让你去管一管，你都管不了。
Now you want to be a I assign you to be a CEO or just a small company in comparison. You couldn't do it.
慢慢服侍着服侍着，真有感觉了。
So I start to feel about service.
特别这些年来啊，我这是全部时间出来服侍呢，越来越是觉得错不了什么事情。
So all through these years, I felt that I really couldn't do anything.
其实当初的时候啊，我跟神说有一段时间我不想出来服侍。
In the past, there's some period of time that I felt like I told Lord, I didn't want to serve you anymore.
我说神，除非你让我真的是有这样一个能力来侍奉你。
Unless you gave me power, capability to serve you.
这样，跟着我感觉说，好像如果神给了我能力，我就可以来服侍他了。
Because I felt that if I had received power, then I could serve him.
所以那时候我说，我再等等吧。我说我不再出来，等我能力再大一点。
So I told the Lord that wait a minute, wait until I gain more power, then I'll come out and serve you.
说的属灵点，我生命再强一点。
Until my spiritual life is more strengthened.
神给我里面这个感觉，你以为你是谁？你以为你有了那些就能服侍我了？
And Lord told me that, who do you think you are? Even you have this power and ability, you think you can serve me with that?
不是神，不是这一位的主，我们不能，我们是在凭着一个敬畏的心。
So I realized that I really cannot serve him with everything that I have. So we really need to fear the Lord.
诗篇第二篇讲，要存畏惧来侍奉他，要存战兢的心。
So in Psalm 2, it says, we need to ought to serve the Lord with trembling.
我原来不太知道敬畏这个词的意思。
Originally, I didn't understand the word fear, what fear means.
因为敬畏神，哦，不敢做坏事情就是敬畏神。
Oh, fearing God means that we cannot do bad things.
后来有位弟兄，他的对敬畏这个词的定义对我帮助很大。
One day, a brother gave a definition of what fearing God is, and it helped me a lot.
敬畏就是你不敢把自己的东西加到福神里面去。
Fearing God means that you dare not add something from yourself in service of God. So this most high God, you want to serve Him, satisfy Him, it's not an easy thing.
我觉得好多年前，哎呀，我挺喜欢，哎呀，将来做传道人，站上讲台。
The way back that I thought that, oh, I can serve the Lord and I can preach and I can stand up on the podium and preach.
他慢慢就不太敢站讲台了。But
now I really don't want to dare not stand and preach in the podium.
当讲到这一位神，他不光是我们不配，我们不能服侍。
Not only that we are not worthy and we cannot serve, but also,
那这里讲到是好侍奉我的时候,
is that may serve me,
里面有一个的意思就是让主满意。
In it, it has its meaning of satisfying God.
我在刚之前我是不追求，当我刚追求的时候，我就开始大发热心。
In the beginning of my Christian life, I didn't pursue God, but when I started to pursue God, I pursued with such a strength.
因为当初对我来说，哪里有需要，我就要到哪里去干。
Wherever there was a need, I wanted to be there.
无论是神学也好，这教会也好，外面有一些福音的机构也好，他们只要有事电话打来，后来我就马上就冲上去。
Whether it is seminary or it is church or it is other parachurch organization, whenever they call me, I will be there.
我自己觉得我有点像救火队长。I
feel like I was a captain of a fire department.
后来慢慢学习。And
later I gradually learn.
服事不是根据需要。
That serving God is not based on the need.
服事是根据神的心意。
Serving God actually is based on God's heart, God's will.
其实圣经哥林多后书啊，有一次保罗他讲到他的经历。
In the Second Corinthians, Paul once mentioned his experience.
其实那个最早是读不大懂。
In the beginning, I couldn't understand what he said.
他这里讲到保罗到特罗亚那边去，他为主传福音嘛。
It mentioned that Paul went to Troas to preach gospel.
然后他讲主为他开了门。
And he said that the Lord opened the door for him.
主为你开了门，你还能不干？
Oh yeah, so Lord opened the door for you, so you dare not ignore it.
这不是你自己开的门。
Because this door is open by the Lord, not by you.
但他讲到里面，保罗他灵里不平安，他就离开那里去马其顿。
But the Paul said that he didn't feel comfortable inside, so he left Troas.
所以这里神让我们看到，不光是不是有需要你就得跑上去，有时候你好像主为你开门了，你都不能去做。
So it's not based on the need. Sometimes even Lord opened the door for you, but You're not supposed to be there.
就想起，如果没记错的话，但是尼弟兄 我过去读他一个故事，大概是有一次他到一个大概是岛上去传一次福音，很多人都信主了。
I remember that could be a story of Watchman Nee, Brother Nee, that he went to an island and shared the gospel, and many people turned to the Lord.
但当他回来的时候，在神面前祷告的时候，圣灵还是责备他，我没有叫你去。
But when he came back and he prayed, but Holy Spirit rebuked him, saying that I didn't send you there.
照我想法呀，主啊，如果你不是你叫他去，你传福音的就没人得救好了，没有人信主，那不就证明是没有不是你叫他去的吗
？I thought, Lord, if you didn't send him, then if he went there by himself, then when he preached, nobody should be saved. Then he'll know that you didn't send him.
就另一次啊，有时候你弟兄他也是觉得看到一个弟兄有需要，他里面就去啊自己说省吃俭用了去帮助他。
One day that Watchman Nee shared that another brother had a need, so he saved the money to help him.
最后神责备他，你是急功好义。
Lord says, you're going ahead of me.
哎呀，他说我这白受了两个星期的苦啊，吃的东西都很差，最后还要认罪在神面前。
So he actually went on diet, you know, to save money to help this brother. So in the end, he said, for these 2 weeks, I just wasted my time.
所以当这里神给我们慢慢自己学，不光是需要，不光好像只有外面一个工作，是不是里面真的清楚是神的旨意才可以做？
So when we serve the Lord, we cannot just look at outside if there's a need, but we have to look inside if there's actually the Lord's will there.
不光是这样。
Not only this.
当这里讲到主的心意的时候，当讲到说来侍奉我的时候
，When here says serve me,
那主不光是让我们知道今天要做什么，明天要做什么，那神给我们一个提醒，你要侍奉他。你是不是真的了解他心思中的最深的地方是什么
？It doesn't mean that the Lord will assign me this task today and that task tomorrow. More importantly, that Lord wants to know His heart, what He's thinking in His heart, His will.
我早期的时候很喜欢干事情，把事情做好。
In the beginning, I like to work very hard and get things done very well.
哪里有事有什么需要来我去做啊？哪里有什么要读经啊，或者来我花多花点时间去读就是了。
Whenever there's a need, there's work, so I just prepare, I get it done well. And if there's a Bible study need, then I'll prepare Bible study very well.
慢慢懂得要去摸神的心意，宝座上到底最迫切的是什么。
And then later gradually I learn how to understand God's will and what God wants me to do from His throne.
我记得在去年的善聚会上，王国权弟兄在交通一处的时候，他眼泪出来了。
I remember that once in a West Coast conference, one of the occasions, Brother Wang shared and he cried during sharing.
他说有多少人真的能够看到教会的荒凉？
He said that how many people can really see how desolate church is.
所以慢慢就给我的带领，不光是外面要做些什么，要为教会多祷告，包括为自己弟兄姊妹，众教会。
So gradually I learned that not only do all these things, but also more importantly, pray for the church, pray for brothers and sisters, including pray for myself.
你知道圣经中有一个人是大卫，使徒行传十三章说。盖棺定论，说他一生服侍了神的旨意。
We know that the Bible has a figure called David, and Acts 13 concluded his life says he served God's will.
我们说大卫除了有两件比较严重的事情之外，其实大卫一生，如果我们读撒母耳记的话，会觉得大卫一生的短缺非常的多的。
Not only David committed two serious sins, but if we read Samuel's Second Samuel, we knew that David had many shortcomings.
但是神为什么盖棺定论说他是合神心意的呢？
But why God concluded his life saying that he's one after God's own heart?
那么当他看到约柜还没有着落，当他看到神没有发找到他的居所的时候，大卫心里是痛苦的。
That's because when David saw the ark of the Lord, wandering around, and couldn't find a resting place, David's heart was in pain.
很少人，也许有很多人在外面在忙，但是只有少数人像大卫那样，他能够摸到神最需要的是什么。
So maybe a lot of people they are very busy in external affairs, things outside, but David actually felt God's heart.
我们知道当圣经中有一个人他在祷告中摸到神的心意，他是但以理。
We know that the Bible has another figure that he really touched the heart of God. His name is Daniel.
他百忙之中一天可以有三次祷告，为着神的心意，耶路撒冷祷告。
Even though he was very busy, but he still managed to pray three times in a day for God's will for Jerusalem.
那神不光找到了但以理，以前我以为神只要找到了但以理。
And not only that God found Daniel, but he found someone else.
诗篇137篇讲到了有一些人他们对被掳是有感觉的。
Psalm 137 told us that there were few who actually were very touched by captivity.
他们也许没有但以理那么的伟大，但是我觉得那些的人他们是被神得着的，带出了神的恢复的。
Even though those people were not as great as Daniel, but they really touched the heart of God in terms of God's will.
就觉得也许做但以理我们也许不够格。
Maybe we felt that we couldn't be Daniel.
那我想我说神啊，让我至少做到那诗篇一百三十七篇里面那些被掳的人，他们向着神的感觉。
But at least I could be like those people described in Psalm 137 who were captives and who had a heart for the Lord.
就是几年前有一天在我原来聚会的地方，有一天当我在扫地的时候，突然神就给我一个很大的感动，我也不知道为什么就禁不住，就是禁不住流泪，禁不住的祷告。
In one of the places I served, while I was sweeping the floor, all of a sudden, I was just so deeply touched, I just couldn't help but crying.
我那时候眼泪没办法止住，那时候祷告也没有办法止住，就是为教会而祷告，为教会的光景，为教会的。可以说后来，当然我越来越明白是为见证的恢复。
I couldn't stop crying, and I couldn't stop praying either.And of course, later I realized that why I prayed about, because it was about testimony of Christ, the recovery of testimony of the church.
我实在相信，当神说好侍奉，我想今天神很需要在这方面的服侍。
I think that when Lord says, "May serve me," and I really think that Lord needs such service.
当这里讲到好侍奉我的时候，给我们一个感觉，原来你是侍奉另外一个对象，现在这一个的对象改变了。
When the Bible says that he may serve me, it means that we used to serve one master, now the master changed.
那么当对象改变了，那么法则这些都要发生变化。
So of course, when we change master, that all the principles also change.
那么我原先就是喜欢，如果要服侍神的话，就把一些事情能够做得成功就好。
Originally, I thought that if I want to serve the Lord, I just need to do all things well. That will be it.
哪些东西带来一些效果啊？那我就要去做。
Whenever that things that they can produce effect, then I'll involve myself in it.
那时候教会里有弟兄们鼓励我说，哎呀，你去带那些年轻人吧。
At the time, there's some brothers encouraged me to lead the young people.
那时候年轻人信也好，不信也好，我都带他们去到台上去领敬拜。
So at the time, encourage the young people, whether they believe in the Lord or not, to lead the meetings.
啊，那是在原来的聚会中，哎，带领弟兄们，好啊，好啊，你把大家都搞得都热火起来了。
And this leading brothers saw this, and they said, "Oh, you've done very well."
啊，然后有各种各样的活动，哎，我也很花时间去弄这样的活动。
You make a youth group very exciting, and then started many activities.
但是后来外面做了很多的事情。
Yeah, I did a lot of outward activities.
我想那些年轻人啊，其实对我也不错，对我评价。
And these young people also, they're very welcoming.
啊，是那个，但是我知道他们只是觉得我不错，他们没有觉得神不错。
I know that they think that I'm good, but they didn't think God is good.
我想，我在他们心中，他们觉得我不错，但是在神的心中，神没有这样的来肯定。
I know that I was good in their heart, but in God's heart, I was not good.
我觉得圣经中有一处是讲到旧约的以色列人，他们常常有一个叫做秋坛。
You know, in the Old Testament, Bible mentioned this high place.
我说这些秋坛是拜偶像的。
You know, these high places were the places that they worship idols.
但是我们也知道，在圣经中，好比有一个王不太好，叫马拿西。
We know that in Old Testament there was an evil king called Manasseh.
他曾经是拜偶像。
He used to worship idols.
有一天他悔改了。
One day he repented.
但圣经告诉我们，百姓还在秋坛上来侍奉我们的这一位神。
But Bible tells us that the people still worship in high places.
但我慢慢觉得我也是这样的人。
And I gradually felt like I was like those people who worship in the high places.
原来我侍奉神以外的。
In the beginning, I serve someone other than God.
但有一天我那个侍奉的对象对了。
Now one day I serve the right.Object.
但是我是用秋坛在侍奉这位神。
But I worship this true real God in the high places.
好像没有那么觉得，这只是一个方法问题嘛。
I thought that it was just a methodology.
慢慢觉得事情的严重。
Gradually, I feel like become a very serious matter.
秋坛用来拜偶像的。
Because high places are used to worship idols.
你用秋坛来侍奉这一位神，什么意思？你把这一位神跟偶像差不多。
So you worship the true living God in high places, meaning that you treat God as idols.
我想我这些事情啊，包括领这些不信的人啊，去带敬拜啊什么。我想如果在旧约的时候啊，就像乌撒这样的被杀头了。
So when I even encourage a non-believer to lead the meeting, in the Old Testament, it's like a Uzzah that I should be struck down immediately.
就在愚昧之中，就是表面是在侍奉神，但是很多时候实际上真是严格的说，真是等于把神把它降低到偶像那样的神以外的这些。
So out of my ignorance, In appearance, I served the Lord, but in reality, I was really treat God as idols.
另外呢，我这个人呢，过去呢，数学不错。
My math was pretty good.
我觉得我初中时啊，在全中国全国性的数学比赛中，我得过奖。
When I was in high school, I got the reward in national contest.
所以我很喜欢算。
So I really like to calculate.
那个刚才我们讲到，服侍神应该是枉费，应该可以浪费的这样一个心态去服侍的，不顾一切的，应该不计代价的。
So I just mentioned that serving the Lord, you need to waste all you have. You should count all and serve the Lord.
但是我这个人因为喜欢算呢，有的时候总是觉得服侍神呢要用效率要能够高一点。
Because I like to count, so I always feel like I want to count the effectiveness.
怎么样算来算去，怎么样用这个最好的，用最少的成本来把神服侍的最好。
So I would always like to count the effectiveness, how to use the least investment to gain the most reward.
慢慢知道了，神其实根本不看你效率。
Oh, gradually I learned that God does not see, care about effectiveness.
他是全能的神，他什么事情都可以办到，都比你干的有效率。
He's Almighty God. He can do everything, and He can do a lot better than you do.
早先时呢，我觉得有的时候呢，一个人服侍效率低。
So in the beginning, I felt like if only one person serve, it's not that as effective.
我怎么知道？因为我这个人原来很要强啊，很多事情都要一个人干。
Because I like to work by myself.
我刚神给我一个教训。
So I learned this lesson from the Lord.
我刚搬到加州的时候呢，我那时候去买了一张桌子，很重的桌子，我一个人这个旋转楼梯搬到三楼。
So when I first moved to California, there was a very heavy desk, and I carried it all the way through the upstairs.
然后呢，我就跟一个弟兄说，我说这个晚上来看看，我这个桌子买了一个又便宜又好的桌子。
So I mentioned it to a brother. Say, see, take a look at the desk. I bought it very cheap and very good condition, in very good condition.
他上去一看，晚上啊，我觉得很奇怪。他说，哎。 怎么这个桌子有这么长一条裂缝呢？
And he said, "Oh, this desk has this big crack."
我说我怎么白天就没有看到？不可能嘛！
So I said, "No, it couldn't be because I didn't see it this morning."
那没办法，那后来第二天就跟他一起两个人把它搬下去，然后去换了，再换一个桌子回来搬回来。
So next day, two of us carried it down and changed it to a new one and. Carry it all the way back.
啊，那是神让我学一个功课，身体的原则。
So God showed me a lesson that we need to work in the body.
啊，你一个人是不行的。你看，你一个人辛辛苦苦搬上去怎么样？最后是这么一条裂缝，你还看不见。你看，两个人这样来搬弄，多轻省。
So it's not good for one person to do all things by oneself. So it takes two to get things done better.
我以为我学了身体的功课了。
So I felt that I learned the lesson of being in the body.
其实我没有学会。
Actually, I didn't learn it well.
我看到的不是身体，我看到的是效率。Because
I didn't see the body yet. What I saw was effectiveness.
两个人办更轻松嘛，其实后面是效率的问题。Because
two person carry that desk actually become a lot more easier.
但是神慢慢让我看到神侍奉他。 不是为了效率，侍奉他，神看重的是见证。
And later, gradually, God opened my eyes to see that serving the Lord is not about effectiveness.
譬如讲,
serving the Lord is about testimony.
身体搭配就是神做事的一个原则，所以要在侍奉中把这个要见证出来。
So serving in the body, is a principle. So when we serve, we need to bring about this testimony of the body.
那个时候觉得人多效率大，后来觉得不是那么回事情。
In beginning, I thought the more people you get, more things you can do.
我在神学的时候，我这个人比较勤奋，比较肯干活。
I was very diligent, so I was willing to do any hard work.
那时候弟兄姊妹，其实我服侍没那么多嘛，那其他来学的神学生呢，那个服侍都比较忙，有很多事情他们做不了。
So I was new to the seminary, so I didn't have a lot to do. But those other students in seminary, they are very busy.
那时候，我其实我觉得我没什么本事，但是院长非要我来做学生会主席。
And they asked me to be the chairman of a student body.
那时候就要跟很多弟兄姊妹打交道，打得我烦死了。
So I need to deal with a lot of brothers and sisters. I got so bored.
很多事情还是我一个人来干好。So
I said, let me do it all myself.
所以有很多事情，这个他不太愿意干，你不干没问题，你不干我就自己干掉。我觉得这样的效率更高。
If someone else was not willing to served, and that's okay. That's okay because I can do it myself. I can, and it was more effective.
但是神看重的不是效率。 弟兄提醒我们，在立位记里面啊，有8000多个人，会幕的点东西要8000多个人来抬。
You know that God does not care about effectiveness. In the Old Testament, that it takes 8,000 people to carry the tabernacle.
它这个效率是很低的，我想要他们协调都是很麻烦的，其实人不用那么多，少一点更简单。
Actually, it was very ineffective because it takes a lot of coordination.
但是慢慢就是让我们学，有时候表面看来效率低，但是能够把见证带出来，神就满意。
So sometimes even though things are done ineffectively, but if we can bring about the testimony, then it satisfies God.
那跟有几位弟兄姊妹一同，这一个月呢有一次年轻人，现在晚上一点早一点的聚集，一同有点吃饭啊交通啊有些这样的服侍。
So in the place that I served, that we had this some brothers gathered together early in the morning. We eat and we share.
后来慢慢觉得，哎呀，很多事情我一个人想该怎么做怎么做，真的很简单。如果要四个人一同来做啊，我们这些交通啊弄啊弄啊，我觉得是非常费时间，不合算。
I feel that. You know, to coordinate everything with these four other brothers is very cumbersome, and if you know, I can do it myself, it would be very effective.
但是感谢主，当看到神是盼望他的见证出来，他的身体的服侍出来的时候，效率就无所谓了。But
God, if God wants the testimony of the body in our service, then we should not focus on effectiveness.
那这里我们稍微有点认识服侍的对象，那么我们也就看一看我们的自己是谁去服侍。And
we just share the object of a service, and now let's see who to serve.
这里讲到容我的儿子去。He
says, "Let my son go."
我想这里面至少讲了两件事，我想一个是生命的事情。
So here, at least the two levels of meaning. First is the life.
第二个是长成的儿子.
Second is the mature son.
我们知道在圣经中，很多时候，当我们讲到容我的，都说容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
We know that other places is that let my people go.
而有一天呢，我读到这句"容我的儿子去好侍奉我的"时候，哎，我就很抓住"儿子"两个字。
But one day when I read this, let my son go, so this little word, son, caught my eye.
儿子跟百姓有一个区别，它是讲到生命的事情。
It's a difference between son and people, because son means life.
我有相当一段时间，我对生命服事、恩赐服事，我搞不明白。
There was a long period of time I couldn't understand the difference between serving with the gifts and serving with life.
我刚开始有点追求，有点服侍的时候，我很羡慕有恩赐。
When I first started to serve, I really admired the gifts.
然后我想，哎呀，这个肢体他为什么那么有恩赐？别人说，因为他的生命可以让神来盛装那份恩赐。
Sometimes I admire this brother, this member, who had this such a gift. And another brother commented that because his life is so mature, so full, that he can contain this gift.
我想这样，为了更好的侍奉你，让我多有点恩赐。
So I told myself, Lord, in order to for me to serve you better, I need more gifts.
读到哥林多前书时候，我觉得不对呀。But
when I read the First Corinthians, oh. It was wrong.
他们明明是婴孩，这生命不过关嘛，但是神为什么恩赐给他们呢？
And those gifts were given to the infants in babies in Christ. So why God still give them gifts?
这不是害人吗，神啊？
So it's actually it will do them more harm than good.
我一直没有搞明白。So
I couldn't understand.
后来稍微有点明白了。
And later I understand a little bit better. Another elder brother shared like this.
说服侍应该用生命来服侍，但是在不少时候，开始的时候，神往往会显明一些恩赐的。
So when we serve the Lord, we should serve with life. But in the beginning of service, God may give us some gifts so that we can serve.
要你完全的用非常有丰富的生命来服侍，一开始是不太可能的。
Because to serve the Lord in the beginning with life.With the full of life is not possible.
所以神一跑上来，可能让你的恩赐稍微一点显出，但是慢慢是要带到根本是生命里面去。
So in the beginning, God may give you some gifts, but gradually our service should enter into service of life.
后来我再结合自己的经历啊，哎，好像是有道理。
And I compared it with my own experience. I said, "Oh, well, this brother said something."
我刚开始服侍的时候，我的生命都真是小卑微的生命。
So when I first started to serve, yeah, my life is like a baby's life.
啊，那时候在教会里带查经啊，都是所谓叫童工才能带查经，但不知道为什么带领弟兄说有一次说你去带查经。
At that time, only a leading brother could serve, could lead the Bible study. But I don't know why that brother asked me to lead the Bible study.
啊，其实我觉得那次我觉得带的不错啊，第一次带查经啊。
And I thought that I led that pretty well.The first time when I led Bible study.
他就说带领的，就是原来教会的牧师啊，他就说，哎呀，他说你每次都能够带到这样，那就棒了。
And the pastor said, if you can lead every time like this, then you'll be very great.
哎，我就飘飘然，哎呀，我这个人的带查经大概还真给我有那一份。
So I felt very good. I thought maybe God gave me a gift to lead Bible study.
后来懂了，结合刚才，其实刚。我想是江弟兄或者是倪弟兄的桥童，刚才其实是。
So when I mentioned that the elder brother, it could be Brother Kang or Brother Ni.
我想当初的时候，我的生命又不行。如果在那个时候神一点东西都不给我，叫我如果去一带，哎呀，最后带了一塌糊涂，我一定怎么样？我一定以后再也不敢服侍了。
So at the beginning, if because my life was so young and like a baby.And if I didn't have a gift, if I led Bible study and it was a disaster, then what could be the outcome that I would never come out to serve the Lord?
So 有的时候神给一些额外的恩典，但是我们慢慢不能建立在这个上面，我们是在生命上是扎根。
So in the beginning, the Lord may give you some gifts, but we cannot base our service on this. We need to be rooted in life.
怎么在生命上长进
？We need to progress in life.
我真是觉得啊，刚开始不是主啊，我真是一面是觉得自己服侍的本事不够，另外也是觉得，哎呀，好像在我原来想象中啊，神啊，如果你带我出来，呼召我真的走出来服侍的时候，你应该让我生命可以到一定的光景。
So when I served the Lord, I always felt like, I lack ability, but also I felt like I lack mature life.
但是实际都是觉得带着非常跟我原来想象的应该有的生命都差好远的距离，好像神还是怜悯让我来服侍。
I felt like I was in a big difference, distance from the life that I like to be, but God still allowed me to serve Him.
弟兄也常说，生命成长不是那么快，一天两天的事情。
So another brother often said that life takes time to grow. It doesn't take just one or two days.
所以我觉得啊，我其实我配合神配合的比较差，但是呢，神还是怜悯，有一点点小小的学习。
So it's for me is that it's hard for me to really work together with God, but God still gave me.Something to serve him out of his mercy. We know that in order to progress in life, it is the lesson of cross. When you feel like you have some ability, then God will deal with you with the cross. One thing that I still remember.Vividly is that in 2005.
那年呢，我在原来聚会地方呢，那个牧者和师母呢，他们要回国两个月。
in the place that I served, that pastor and his wife needed to go back to their country for 2 months.
哎，他们不知道很多事情要我做。
So they assigned me many things for me to do.
啊，那个是我要面临神学院要毕业，还有很多的没完成的作业。
I had a lot of homework to do in seminary.
下午还要上班。
Afternoon, I need to go to work.
跟神祷告说，神啊，你要加添我力量。
So I asked God to give me strength.
我好像我有点力量，但是我是不够的，除非你来帮我帮忙。
So I felt like I had strength, but I didn't have enough strength. So I need you to add some more strength to me.
神没有加我力量。
But God did not add strength to me.
那段时间我腿瘸掉了。
At that period of time, my leg was crippled.
那个时候我记得我早上穿一个袜子还有几分钟才能穿上去。
It took me a couple of minutes to just put on one sock.
啊，我那时候蛮想，我说神啊，我向你祷告，我求你加给我能力。
I said, Lord, I ask you to add strength to me.
啊，你弄了半天，怎么腿都瘸了？
But now I have one leg crippled.
我怎么服侍呢？
How can I serve you?
当时我就想把有些的事情推掉。
So at the time I thought that I should reject certain things, certain tasks.
但神给我感动，这些你还是要接下来做。
But Lord still asked me to do these things.
那我也没办法顺服啊。
So I obeyed.
两个多月过去。
And after 2 months,
我觉得这两个月我是非常享用神的两个月。
So during these 2 months, I felt that I enjoyed God most.
所有布置我的事情我都很好的能够做成。
So all the things that I did very well.
过去带查经啊，其实不是我一本书，我到网上啊都去看很多东西啊，书啊很多东西。那个时候也不能不能跑得动了，也不那样了，所以说只能乖乖在神面前仰望。
Before when I led Bible study.I went out to internet, to the library, to get all the books. But because my leg was crippled during these 2 months, only thing I could do is just meditate before the Lord.
我不知道为什么，我在预备查经的时候，在那一段时间，好像神对我特别能说话。
I didn't know why, but at those time, God seems to speak to me more often.
我还有很多报告啊，要这个毕业前要交的。哎，那个时候我不知道哪里来的力量，把这报告都交上去。最后发下来很多成绩都不错。
And in these 2 months, I had many reports need to be submitted, and I don't know why I got very good grades in those reports.
我拿了一篇那个评语特别太好了，我再重读一遍，我是学什么的。
Because I got so good grade on those reports, I read this report again, see how I wrote.
我觉得这不是我写的。
I felt like it was not written by me.
我没这个本事，我的文笔也好，我的什么，我写不到那么好。
I felt like I couldn't write it myself because that was out of my ability.
我慢慢懂了。
And later I realized.
你以为你有三分的，你以为你有五分的本事，要应付十分的侍奉，求神加给你五分的力量。
And maybe you thought you have a five.Portion and you ask Lord to add another five to become ten.
神不是这样说的，神把你有的五分也打掉零。
God does not do that. God will take away the five portion that you already have, so you become zero.
然后他给你十二分。
And then he will give you 12 portions.
就慢慢觉得神对付你的能力，你觉得你有本事用得上，用不上。
So whenever you feel that you have ability that you can use, actually that your ability doesn't amount to anything.
那就在聚会中要承担一些的责任了。
And during the meeting that I need to assume some of the responsibilities.
就是在这一两年中啊，有很多时候你预备的好好的，不知道第二天啊，总有一些什么事，教会有些其他的需要要你去处理，以至于你所要预备的、想要交通的，以为你觉得最重要的，没有机会交通。
Sometimes I prepare well for a meeting, but because of interruptions, so whatever I prepared, I couldn't share that during the meeting.
哎呀，我一开始以为是仇敌的攻击。
Originally, I thought it was an attack from my enemies.
神啊，挪去仇敌的攻击，让我准备的能够分享出去。
So I prayed that, Lord, take away the works of the enemy so that I can share what I prepared.
妈妈知道不是的，是神故意这么安排的。你以为你准备了有什么用啊？ 请你不要你分享，你就乖乖站旁边去。
Later, I realized that it is actually from God that, you know, you think that what you prepare amounts to something? No, no, no.
是要对付我的自以为能力，然后神也要对付我的自义。
So God actually dealt with me about my ability, and then He dealt with me about my self-righteousness.
神慢慢，你觉得不是神不是为了做成他的事情，神是借着服事来对付我们，造就我们。
So actually, serving God is not about accomplishing something, but serving God is about letting God to deal with us.
觉得教一些年轻人啊，特别在现在聚会中教年轻人，哎呀，我觉得比教我原来教过的年轻人辛苦很多。
I felt like teaching today's young people was a lot harder than teaching young people when I taught young people.
有的时候他们根本不听你啊，他们就聊他们的，当你不站在那边的感觉。
They didn't listen to you. They just talked among themselves, so make you feel like you're not there.
我说祷告神啊，神啊，改变他们。
So I pray that Lord change them.
我祷告不够神啊，下次让他们更专心一点。
So I pray harder that the next time let them pay attention.
妈妈知道这不是问题，你自己祷告让你更有爱心。
So God told me that the children, the kids are not the problem. That you need to have more love.
我自己那时候觉得我比我们原来教会的牧师还有爱心。
Originally, I felt like I had more love than our pastors had.
我有一次出车祸，我打电话给我们原来教会牧师，牧师说他正在陪一个人买菜，那就不来管我了。
One time that I had a car accident, so I called our pastor, and he actually accompanied somebody else in the supermarket, so he didn't come help me.
他陪的那个人是个有名的人。
And he was accompanied by a very famous one.
但是我想我不是啊，我在原来教会中服侍年轻人的时候，他们只要有电话打来，我手里东西一定放下，开车去解决他们的问题。
When I served young people in his church, if anybody have any need and call me, I'll put down everything that I'm doing and went out and help them.
我禁食祷告，我还为他们做东西吃。
Even though I myself fasting, I still cook for them.
这是你有爱心。好，那时候我下午教小孩子教书。
So at the time, in the afternoon, I taught the children.
我就邀请他们传福音，也邀请他们到我们教会来。
So I shared gospel with them and invited them to the church.
大部分的小孩都说没空，父母都说没有空来。
His parents said, no, we're too busy, we couldn't come.
只有一对兄弟，这是我最不喜欢的。
But only a pair of brothers, I dislike the most.
哎，他们说，哎，可以啊，我们没时间了，你带他们去，把他们送回家。
So their parents says, oh yeah, they can come, but we don't have time. So why don't you pick them up and send them home?
还要最后慢慢要还要为他们预备晚饭。
And then you need to prepare dinner for them as well.
哎，我自己也乱吃的，后来就都去买了外卖啊什么给他们。我说你们先吃，挑不要的东西给我。
So you know, I never cook for myself, so I took a takeout and gave them first, and then whatever you don't like, then I'll have it.
后来他们就是把好吃东西都吃掉，他们不要吃的旁边给我。而且他们对我的态度没有半点改变，平时还是最令我生气。So
they add all they liked and give it what they don't like to me.
一个星期、两个星期、三个星期、四个星期，这么一次两次没问题啊，时间长了，哎呀，里面。
So they didn't change their attitude toward me. So after a week, 2 weeks, and as the time progressed,
有一天神跟我讲话了。
One day God spoke to me.
但是两个意思。
There was two meanings in what he said to me.
你觉得你有爱心？你真的觉得你有爱心吗？
You thought you had love. Do you really have love?
我在神面前 跪下，我说神，我承认我没有爱心。
I knelt before the Lord. I said, I don't have love.
第二句是神说，你看他们这么差劲，你在我的眼中，其实这个距离更大。
Second thing is that, you looked at them as a, very bad, but in my eyes, you look worse and a lot worse.
但我为你死在十字架上。
But I died for you on the cross.
就慢慢服侍神，解决事情神太简单了，神是要解决我们这些人。
So, you know, if it is very easy for God to deal with things, to get things done, but God want to deal with us.
有的时候我都在想，我真有点怀念我原来在原来聚会的当中，在读神学院的时候。
So sometimes I nostalgic about the seminary, the life in the seminary.
就有一次我跟王国权弟兄说，哎呀，我说王弟兄啊，如果我们碰到的我们一同的服侍的都是王弟兄啊，都是江弟兄啊，这对我们帮助大呢，还是像我原来碰到很多跟我非常难弄的那些弟兄姊妹在一起，对我帮助大。
Once asked Brother Wang, is it more helpful for me to work with Brother Wang, Brother Kang, or to work with those brothers and sisters who are very difficult to deal with?
那你们给我们的都是扶持扶持。说原来啊，那些弟兄姊妹，有次我领事啊，事情他不喜欢这首歌，他对不起，我不弹，你找别人弹。都是他常常碰到这样的。
Because all these elder brothers support us all the way, but in the place that I served before, if I asked the pianist to play piano for him, if she didn't like it, she said, okay, find other people play for you. I don't like this hymn.
我在读神学的时候，有的这些学生，他们都同学啊，都是非常厉害，也非常有恩赐。有一个是讲到院长提醒他时间到了，下讲台的时候，当众跟院长说，院长。你的表错了。
Some of the students were very gifted, and one was very gifted in preaching. So he passed his time, and his dean reminded him. And afterward he came down and said, "Dean, your watch was wrong."
那位练讲道的那个学生讲的题目是生命的功课。
I still remember that what he preached, he said, "The lesson of life."
后来想想，跟他们一起打交道啊，一起搭配侍奉啊，其实给我很多的帮助。
So later, I felt like to serve among them actually helped me grow a lot.
最后讲几分钟，儿子。
So I'd like to use a few minutes to talk about son.
他这里。没有讲容我的儿女去好侍奉我。
It didn't say let my children go that they may serve me.
这里讲是容我的儿子去好侍奉我。
Here it says let my son go that he may serve me.
在神的心中，以色列人是他的儿子。
In God's heart, Israel are his son.
就是神，我们是神的儿女不错，但是在神更高的心意中，我们是他的儿子。
Yes, we are God's children, but in a higher level, we are His son.
神，如果我们只是一个儿女的话，其实我们不太能服侍神。
If we remain as children, we cannot actually serve Him.
你知道在，无论是希腊也好，无论是，犹太文化也好，一个小孩子他一定要长到一定的年岁一定的成熟度，他才可以承担家庭的责任。
Whether in a Hebrew background or in a Greek background, a children have to grow up to a certain mature level in order to serve.
如果你只是个儿女的话，神没有办法，这宇宙万有的主宰把重要的东西给你做，你一定会把它弄得一塌糊涂。
If you're still a child, God cannot assign you an important task for you to do.
我想我早期的时候啊，刚开始追求的时候有个错误的认识。
When I first served the Lord, I had this wrong idea.
为这一生我要拼上去。
I want to use all my life to serve the Lord.
这一生我流泪撒种。
I would weep when I scattered seed.
那天就 欢呼收割。
And one day I will reap a rejoicing.
我现在我拼上摆上一切，那一天坐享清福。
I'll put down all I have and later I'll harvest abundantly.
对，不错。当我们儿子长成的时候，神让我们可以承受产业，确实有享用的那一份。
Yes, when we grow up, yeah, we will inherit the heritage. Yes, it has meaning of enjoyment.
但长成的儿子不光是承受享用产业，更是有一个托付责任可以在你身上。
So for a mature son, not only we enjoy the inheritance, but also we assume responsibility.
圣经中讲，我们今天如果在路加福音十九章吧，如果我们在小事上能够忠心，不是说你忠心了半天，到那一天你就坐享清福。
In Luke 19, it says that if we are faithful in small things, doesn't mean that later that we're going to just enjoy all our life.
说到那一天，神要给我们是做成。
Lord says on that day when we receive reward, we're going to receive 10 more cities.
也就是说，今天我们做不了什么事情。
Today we couldn't do anything.
我们今天所有的做的都还只是操练。
Everything we do today is just a training.
但到那一天就没有操练机会，那一天就是真正的干上去了。
But on that day, that there will be no training anymore, that it was a real task.
这也告诉我们，我最早的时候我都不大懂，有些年长的弟兄他们交通，等他们到了晚年的时候，他们这样说。
So sometimes the elder brothers, when they become older, they say this.
哇，他说我一生其实是非常的，在属灵上都非常贫穷，知道我没有在你面前做了些什么事情。
They often say, we are very poor before you, before the Lord. Hey, we didn't do anything for you.
我想，哎呀，这我们这种刚刚开始二十年都没到，当然不算什么。你们都已经服侍到这样了，那你们应该为此做了不少事情。
For young servants, of course, we didn't do much for the Lord. But for the elderly, for elder brothers, they should have done many things for the Lord. So I couldn't understand them.
慢慢我相信，我们这一辈子即使是很用心的来服侍神，我绝对相信，真的见主面的时候，我们可以说真正做在主心意做的事情，我相信是很少很少。
So even though that later I understand that even though we we use all our heart to serve the Lord, but on that day we can see that how few of those things we do for the Lord actually according to His heart.
有一天一个弟兄跟我交通了，我觉得很阿门他。他说我们现在其实不少时候我们在胡搞。
A brother mentioned this to me that I am very amen to that. He said, today we do a lot of things, we just mess around a lot of things.
我们觉得我们花很多时间祷告了，但是其实我们真是不一定那么的明白神的心意。
Even though we spend a lot of time in prayer, actually we didn't really understand God's will.
我绝对相信在非常多的情况下是靠神他的恩典他的怜悯把我们带过去的。
Many times it's because God's mercy and grace, He carried us through.
我们能够做的就是忠心。
So all we can do is be faithful.
忠心操练。
And be trained.
我们能够搞明白的，我们里面能够阿们神让我们做的，我们忠心的去做，忠心的去操练。
Whatever that we can understand, what God wants to us to do, then we do it faithfully.
我们等候到那一天，我们真的长成的儿子的时候，我们才能够更完全的侍奉他。
Until that day, they become mature son, then we can truly serve him.
我听说江弟兄有一场信息，那场我是没听了，说大概江弟兄是今年说过这样一句话。
I was told that Brother Kang said things like this in one of meetings which I missed.
我们知道江弟兄九十六岁了。
We know that Brother Kang is 96 years old.
江弟兄大概是说，江弟兄说这几年啊，江弟兄说他才大概有点认识什么叫做服侍主。
He he said in the recent years, he thinks that he began to understand what serving the Lord is.
所以觉得在服侍主的路上，真是道路仍然是那样的漫长。
So I felt like serving the Lord, this lesson of serving the Lord, it is a long journey.
他说感谢主，当神让我要出来服侍的时候，给我的两个字是怜悯。
But thank the Lord that when I came out to serve Him, that God gave me two words, that is mercy, in Chinese is two words.
我们不配侍奉神，不能侍奉神，都是靠着他的恩典怜悯把我们带过去。
We're not worthy to serve Him. We don't have ability to serve Him. It is all through His mercy and grace.
为点祷告。
Let's bow and have a prayer.
亲爱的主，我们向你献上感恩。
Lord, we offer thanksgiving to you.
我们实在在你面前承认，我们一无所有，一无所能，一无所失。
Lord, we have to admit that we have nothing and we can do nothing, and we are nothing.
我们不配侍奉你，我们也不能侍奉你。
We're not worthy to serve you, and we cannot serve you.
靠着你极大的恩典和怜悯，主，让我们有份于来侍奉你这件事情。
Through your great mercy and grace that we take part in service.
但愿主，主，你在我们的服事的操练中，主，你来改变我们。
As we train in this service, may you change us.
所以我们实在不求有多少的事能够做成，但愿你的见证，主，能够被发表出来。
We don't ask to accomplish many things, but we pray that your testimony can be brought out through our service.
实在我们不求有多少的工作，说我们都愿意，说我们成为你手中的杰作。We
don't ask for many things to do, but we pray that we may become your masterpiece in your hand.
说你来的日子近了，说在这不多的时间内。We
know that your coming is near in this few more days.
用你的恩典补满我们的短缺。
To fulfill what is lacking with your grace.
把我们从儿女带进了长成的儿子。Lead
us from childhood to sonhood, sonship.
带进你永远的心意的成就。So
that you can bring about eternal purpose in us.
谢谢我们的主，听我们祷告。
Thank Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.